The phone Love line is open. Talk Radio. Julie Parker, what's up? You say I'm Puerto Rican and black, man. I hear that hot stuff, hot shit. The line closed. I'll be more happy to have a conversation about it. Bring your ass, Miss Mary Nails. Let me see if you're on now. Oh, you call kind of quick if that's you. Oh, I don't know. But this is Nebraska 402?
Yes, it is. Right next to Iowa 319.
All right. What's up, Miss Nails? This is Miss Nails, right?
Anywho. Yeah, Miss Mary. You can call me Miss Mary.
What you want, Miss Mary?
You said that you wanted to have a conversation about what you were talking about. You said women don't call in to your show just to have a conversation without getting upset. So we should be
drinking. Right, hold on, let me wipe the sweat off my forehead now. All right, so what's your thoughts? So you start first, goddammit. I said enough.
Well,
what you want?
I can admit that that's very hurtful, and I am one of those females that men tend to deem as masculine. Like, I get my hair done, I do nails, I wear nails, wear dresses, wear heels, but they still say I'm masculine because I'm strong-willed by nature. Not to make it about me, because, you know, like you said, each woman is different.
You would be the prime example. You are your own prime example. So
no, I'm not a prime example. Like, I was getting into that. A lot of women are different. So it's different degrees of masculinity, just like it's different degrees of femininity. You would agree that some men are more feminine than others, right?
Yeah, there's some.
Or more masculine.
There's some chichi boys out there. Or little.
Yeah.
But that's a reason why they like that, because they like sausages.
Not all of them. There's some betas. There's some betas. And, you know, it takes all types to make the world go round. I think a lot of it is a lot of women are tired of raising the child or the children by themselves. A lot of them are tired of being the breadwinner. So it kind of, if we're emasculated in that way to where we are the breadwinners and we are the leader and it's not supposed to be like that by God's design, it will make you angry and make you, you know, oh, nigga, shut up. You know, you ain't even paying the bills this month. And
right
still,
now,
it will make a woman.
Now,
go
I
ahead.
Could definitely understand that. Like, if the woman is taking care of everything, the standard third, and the man is not taking care of these responsibilities, then that right there is that's recommended because somebody don't want to take care of anything. You laying on your ass, you have no ambition, you don't want to do anything. All right. I mean, you don't have to be all masculine, but nigga, get up, get the fuck out with you. Like, get something. If not, get the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, you know, be strong. Be, you know, make him be held responsible for his actions. Absolutely. However, what about the women that don't have a man?
That's by choice. Some people do better by themselves. That doesn't make them masculine, though. But one thing a man needs to understand, I always tell men in my life, whether it be family members, friends, or my significant other, you have to assume the power as a man. By default, y'all are kings already. God, I don't want to get into the Bible too much, but God, one of our punishments for Eve eating the forbidden fruit is that we have to be submissive to our men. And so that means the man needs to be the leader. It's not just financial. You know, it's spiritual. Are you leading your family somewhere?
Now, what if men do that? Some women can't take that. They want to be so much in control, they won't let a man lead just by being submissive.
There are some control freak women.
Yes, absolutely.
There are.
If that wanna,
and I can't speak for them because I'm not one.
Let me give an example. And I'm just going to say this random. Mm-hmm. Even just to fix something in a house, that person feel like they need to fix it, not the man, as if the man can't even do it. They want to do it. Like, nigga, people just want to play the man role. Oh, I got experience. This is not from no
heat. That sounds like to me that's a woman that's used to taking initiative. And, you know, it's kind of the mom's fault because there are some moms out there that treat their daughters harder than their sons. Their daughters have to do the chores around the house and have to be the self-motivators. They have to go and get it. There are some moms like that. I've seen it with friends and whatnot, you know, growing up. And so that's just something that's embedded to them. And another thing, too, with the absentee fathers, that plays a role into how the woman grows up and how she views the man.
And it completely, see, this is what I'm saying. It will always be a flip side of the coin because a lot of times people don't look at the female on why the man is not there. Could it be the woman's fault? Some women make them not want to even come around because they are so toxic. You understand what I'm saying? And just because of what that woman and that man went through, that woman, but just because they went through that shit, they will make sure that the child doesn't the child doesn't see the father due to their mess. Mm-hmm. That child didn't ask to be here. There's a lot of women out there that's like that, and I'm a victim of that as well. So
I have met great fathers in my family that are dealing with that. Yeah. That's just a bitter-ass B-word. I hate to say it. You know, I'm not here to defend all women. We're not right. We have our ways. You know, women are the best cheaters and liars. You know, so we're better at it than men.
y'all are the best at it.
We're sneaky. It's no secret. We're sneaky. And if anybody in the comments saying otherwise, they lying. We're better at cheating than men are. Men can't tell a lie. And, you know, we know y'all manurisms. So when a man is telling a lie, if you really are in tune to that man, you know when a man is lying to you. But women, we can cover that shit up. No problem.
Man.
You know? So we're not perfect. It's just a matter of finding who works with you. You know? There's no absolute answer to anything. And like you said, it's all types. There's all types of men. There's all types of women. You just have to find the one that, or whatever, if you're into polygamy, the ones that work for you, you know? That's it. It's as simple as that. We make it complicated as human beings. Can you hear me? Hello? I think I lost you. I don't know if you can hear me.
Thank you. Are you there? Oh, shit. Oh, no. I'm calling your ass back, Ms. Mary. Oh, no. I'm calling your ass back right now. Oh, you did call back. Okay, my bad. You canceled that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. You were talking, and then it just kind of broke up. But what were you saying?
I was saying, so let me just ask this question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
What do you consider, what would your answer be if I was to ask you, what is the attributes of a strong, independent black woman?
See, I really don't like that title. Why do black women have to be strong? Why can't we be weak? Other races of women can, they are allowed to be weak because they have strong leaders. You see what I'm saying? I'm working on not calling myself that myself. But since you asked that, attributes, I guess, of a quote-unquote strong black woman would be one that can hold her own, one that has been through a lot in life, but she still wear it with grace and, you know, just carry herself in a dignified way. She's a hustler. She gets, you know, she take care of what she needs to take care of, and including her family and those that she loves. To me, that's what a strong black woman or whatever is. But I don't like that title because you don't hear a strong white woman, strong Mexican woman. Why are we the only race that has to be strong? Why can't we be weak sometimes? Why can't we cry on the shoulder and be dainty? You know, we need to get away from that as a culture, I think. Like,
right.
our race makes the black woman masculine, you know? I'm glad that they changed Aunt Jemima's name off the damn pancake box. I've been noticing that since I was a kid. I'm glad they did that. Because you know who Aunt Jemima was? She was a house nigga. Excuse my language. She was a slave. She was working to take care of her family because during the slave time, they took the daddy out the house, probably lynched him or whatever. So it all stems back from that. We're talking about black history here in America, you know? So our history has done this to black women. And please don't ever stop loving black women, you know?
It's fucked
I don't care who you end up with. Don't ever stop loving us. Because I will always love my black kings.
I'm going to always love black women. Because y'all know I've been preaching that since forever.
I know that's right.
It ain't never going nowhere. Only thing
I know that's right. And the same.
But it's fucking hard.
I know. I got brothers. I got six brothers. And they talk to me about their relationships. And some of them females that they deal with, I'll be shaking my head like, bro, what the hell? You know, we're not perfect. It takes a lot of work to love us. But the same is true for black men. It takes a lot for us to love y'all sometimes. Because y'all have y'all issues. What this country has done to us as a people.
Some black men don't Some black men don't want to do shit. Some black men just want to hustle, stand out there on the corner. We ain't talking about niggas like that. I'm talking about the nigga who's getting up, doing what they need to do, handling their business.
But they got mommy issues then. If they getting up and working and providing, then they got mommy issues. Mama was a crackhead, so I'm going to beat my girlfriend because I'm mad at my mama. It's always something.
I don't know.
It's always something. Just like it's always something with the black woman. It's something with the black man.
Of course, it's always the flip side. I always say that. So I can point a finger there.
Yeah.
So the female can point a finger back at me. So it's always both sides. So that's why if we have our differences, why we just can't have a sit down and come to a resolution. Like, let's compromise with each other. Let's have a better outcome. So what is the solution to this problem? Let's have the solution.
Finding somebody you can be patient with.
Because a lot of arguments that couples have, not even just back to couples, period, when the argument happens and it ends, it don't end in resolution. It ends because y'all stop fucking talking. Y'all went into the other room, but y'all go right to bed with still unanswered questions. And that chip on your shoulder. So the next argument you have, you're arguing about the same shit.
Yeah.
Nothing gets resolved. So it's still the pointing of the fingers. Why we can't have a resolution?
Well, why don't you start the platform for that? And I'll be glad to sit on your panel and talk. Let's start the panel.
Yeah, I do. You know what? We could probably do it this Sunday to have that conversation. But I need everybody to.
That'll be perfect.
I need everybody to participate. I mean, men and women, let's really have a conversation, a truthful, honest conversation. And as we end it, we have to talk about the solutions, the various solutions that should take, you know?
But I think it starts with patience and finding someone that you love so much that, you know, you're willing to be patient with and hear them out and change for, you know.
Yeah.
Not try to force change upon nobody, but, you know, change isn't a bad thing when you're willing to change. Like, I'm married. I have a husband. And, you know, we fought a lot in our earlier days. You know, this Sunday will make 2 years that we've been married. So
that's dope.
He's finally come to a point. Thank you. He's come to a point to where he wants to change. I've matured. To a point to where I'm not all up in his face being Tupac Shakur, you know. I can admit that. It takes both types. It takes both types, you know. It takes both types. Oh, he was on the brink of walking away, and so was I. But when we realize what we were doing to each other and we actually start being more patient, you know, patience goes a long way, let me tell you. The Bible says love is kind, love is patient. Man, it truly is. And that's the problem. A lot of us don't know how to be kind or patient.
Correct. Correct,
it's as simple as that. Man make it complicated. We make it complicated. When I say man, I mean mankind. We make it complicated. Right. You know? But I'll be more than happy to sit on your panel. Just let me know. And like you said, solutions. You know?
Yes.
So.
Yep.
I think people in the chat was taking my comments the wrong way. I didn't mean to offend nobody. It's just I'm a realist. I speak my mind. I don't cut no corners. I don't sugarcoat shit. So I wasn't trying to offend anybody. I was just tackling the issues. So if anybody felt offended by anything that I was saying, please don't.
So. I want you to close out from by this question. I know I asked it, but in a different way. Do you, why do black women call themselves, excuse me, come on, Mike. Why do women.
Just go on and say it.
No, because, because being manly and stuff like that is, they equate that to being strong, black, independent women. Does masculinity in women equate to being a strong, black, independent black woman? Being manly and shit like that? That's what you call an independent black woman?
I can't speak for today's generation, the city girls, because I came from the Queen Latifah era,
that's
MC
right.
Light. And the one thing that you know, they push those types of people in our face, but come on, let's face it, these ladies are gay. MC Light, Queen Latifah, those female MCs back from the 80s and 90s, they were lesbians. We're looking at them like...
Even Moni in the Middle, she go both. Go ahead.
Yeah, Missy Elliott even. You know what I'm saying? The Brat. You know, so we grew up, if we didn't have a daddy in the home and mommy was always at work to take care of us and the only thing we had was BET, that was our ideal of being a strong black woman. And I ain't lying. You know, so we didn't really have, today is a little different, you know, with the Gen Z era. Because they have different, you know, portrayals of what, like Cardi B. You know, and then that's another thing, too. Other races of women, they can say the same thing the city girls are saying, but because they're Cardi B and they're Trinidadian and they're light-skinned, they don't get called masculine. They get praised for it. They can cuss like a sailor. They can say the most derogatory things in their songs. But it's me, and I'm a chocolate girl. Those are my hands on my profile picture. If I was to come out and rap like Cardi B, they would be dogging me. Oh, she too masculine. She talking about fighting. She nasty. She did. But because Cardi B is Cardi B and she's mixed with a little something other, she gets a pass, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's...
It's colorism is what it is.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Like,
that's,
Cardi B is still black. She's just from a different nationality.
Yeah, and a lot. But the thing... Oh, this is going to turn into a whole nother subject, but I'll just say, you know, some people know that they have... They act like they're not us, but culturally, how they act is our culture, you know, and that it's disturbing.
Yeah.
It's really disturbing to me. And I'd be wanting to, look, I don't even want to say it now, but anyway, you could close out, love, because I'm ready to get the fuck out of here now. I got to run to the stove, shout it. Close out. Anything else?
No, that's it. I mean, like I said, anytime that you know, want a female's opinion, I'll be more than happy. I'll be watching you. So I'll be more than happy to, you know, call in or join the panel or whatever you got going on. So thank you for taking my call, too.
Thank you for calling in, love. It was well needed. Thank you, Ms. Nails.
God bless.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we definitely need to have this conversation, this